This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The presidential campaign marches on after the last debate of the year over the weekend between Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley. This morning, WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about that race and others. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Ohio's primary election will be held March 15th. Right now, the field looks pretty crowded with GOP candidates, but what do you think it will look like in March?
Well, I think by March, you're talking about 12 Republican candidates at this point. I don't think there's obviously not going to be 12 by March 15th. They may not remove their names from the ballot, but they won't be actively campaigning. I think you're going to see, after New Hampshire, after Iowa, after South Carolina, people are going to start dropping out or suspending their campaigns. And it's going to be a smaller field. You'll be getting down to the really serious candidates by then.
What do you think that means for Governor Kasich? Will he still be a viable candidate then?
Well, that depends. I mean, he's put so much emphasis on doing well in New Hampshire. And he and his super PAC have spent millions of dollars there, and he spent an awful lot of time. And if he does not do well there, he's in serious trouble. And right now he's not running that well in the polls in New Hampshire, but there's time, he has some time to make this up. That isn't until February 9th.
We were reporting this morning that he is traveling there with his family this week to
yes.
do more campaigning. What about Donald Trump? You know, people kept saying, gosh, this is not really a campaign, but he still continues to top the polls. Do you think this is really starting to be for real?
Well, it's certainly for real that he is the front runner in terms of the polls nationally and in some of the states that are early primary. The one thing that he does not have or doesn't seem to have, I don't see any evidence of it, is a ground game. In other words, a get-out-the-vote type campaign, a grassroots campaign, where people get calls and knock on doors and to get them out and actually vote. It's one thing to say you're going to support him in a primary. It's another thing to actually go out on a primary or a caucus day and cast a ballot. And I don't see Trump with that kind of ground organization yet.
Now, on the Democratic side, do you think that Bernie Sanders will really challenge Hillary Clinton when it gets to Ohio?
I think Ohio is very good ground for Hillary Clinton in terms of Democratic vote, the basic Democratic vote. Sanders obviously has a lot of supporters in Ohio, progressives, a lot of very young voters. But if you go to the basic Democratic voter, I think, they tend towards Hillary Clinton, and they see Hillary as someone who can actually win Ohio next fall.
Now, one of the most crowded local races is for former House Speaker John Boehner's seat. That's the 8th District in Ohio, the 8th District congressional seat, with 16 people filing petitions to run. But that's already dropped by one. It was 17 filing petitions initially. What happened?
Yeah, 17 on the Republican side. And this is a very Republican district. Butler County is the most populous county. There are four other counties that make up this district. And there were 17 Republicans who filed. And then on Friday, in a very surprising move, the person who was considered to be the front runner, Butler County Auditor Roger Reynolds, decided to get out. He decided just to withdraw from the campaign.
He sort of got out before he ever really got in.
That's right. Well, he had started to put together a pretty good organization and had considerable support among the leadership of the Butler County Republican Party. But he said it was because of family considerations. He has teenage daughters. He wants to spend more time with his family and less time on politics. And he endorsed Tim Derrickson, who was a state representative from Hanover Township in Butler County, which may make Derrickson kind of the front runner at this point, although there are a few others in the field that could challenge him.
And quickly before we wrap up, might others drop out?
Oh yeah, I think there's people are going to start looking at this realistically and say nobody knows who I am. I mean, there are people whose names have never been heard of before, especially in Butler County, which is where, you know, the bulk of the votes are. And they'll drop out. It'll thin out before this comes around.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.